This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. The world is a big, stupid place.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
And they're here to make fun of it. This is The Nate Darling Show. Now, here's Nate and the gang.
And welcome in to the Friday episode of The Nate Darling Show. With me, as always, Jason and Kareem. Gentlemen?
What up? Good afternoon, Mike.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Maybe you're listening at 3 in the morning, half drunk, a little sad about your life. We're here to make it better.
Oh, yeah. Now that you're with us, you're in, you know.
You're with friends.
You're with friends. You're no longer drinking alone, buddy.
That's right. I'm having a little sip myself.
Yeah, there
of,
you go.
Of my last beer. Oh, well. That's what happens. Eventually, the beer runs out, or it goes bad in your fridge.
True.
That's how it rolls. Coming up on the show today, a mom's sarcastic note goes viral. By the way, local mom here in the Sacramento area.
So that's
very exciting.
Mm.
Plus, animals can be jerks.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into all of that in just a second. But before we go any further, any big weekend plans? Kareem, I'm going to start with you because you've got the best weekend plans, I think.
Aloha, oi. I guess on this day, I am on my way to Hawaii.
Leaving Friday.
Yep, I'll be in Kauai Friday night, and we will be there till next Friday.
Very, very good.
I'm going to do some zip lining, maybe some horseback riding. We're going to travel, float down the river in some tubes in a cave. And we haven't figured out what else we're going to do besides those three things.
Yeah, that sounds like a good little jaunt through Hawaii. So while you're gone next week, Ted Sampson. Ted Sampson will be here.
Those were very bad times.
It's true. The only former co-host who did not make an appearance this summer, because I'm not counting Diana Hong. Diana, I have to get up early to go into my real job, so I can't come do the podcast. By the way, I got a show in Old Sac. Come out and see me.
Wow.
You know we can see you.
I
can see you, Diana. We know when you're full of crap. It's fine. I'm not bitter. I'm just pointing out that I know. Just know. We can see what you put on Facebook.
But with the temps being what they are, I mean, in a way, it's still summer.
Well, by the time you hear this, it will have cooled down a little bit. Jason, what do you got going on this weekend? Last weekend was the big wedding and everything else. This is kind of a chill time for you?
Yeah, I think Chris and I are just going to try to eat up as much no baby time as we can in the next week to 2 weeks. Myself, I get to enjoy it a little bit more than she will, because she is extremely uncomfortable in her last 2 weeks of pregnancy.
Yeah, it's been baby time for her for quite some time.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I'm like, woohoo, stay up late.
Yeah, baby's been here. It's been right here, inside of me.
Yeah, it's crazy, because she just got measured, and it's like at 6.5 pounds, and I'm like, oh my, it's like a real baby. It's like a fully formed baby in her stomach right now.
At this point, I'd hope so.
Yeah, well, it's just it's getting more real. Like, it's still surreal for me, you know, so. Oh, man.
If I was going to be in town, I would be watching Luke Cage this weekend.
Oh, man. That is what I will be doing all weekend. I guarantee it. Yeah, I'm so excited. I had no idea Method Man was going to be in it. So I'm even more excited.
I will be at Air Supply tonight.
Oh, my God.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. It's Leslie's birthday present, finally coming to town. And by town, I mean Thunder Valley Casino Resort.
You guys gonna stay out there for the night?
No.
Take a pillow.
Nope, gonna go see Air Supply. I was supposed to be Air Supply and Kenny Loggins, but just found out Kenny Loggins will not be appearing because he has thoracic outlet syndrome.
Oh, man, it must have been that highway to the danger zone.
You are such a hack.
He has thoracic outlet syndrome.
Yes, it's a group of disorders that occur when blood vessels or nerves in the space between your collarbone and first rib are compressed. It can cause pain in your shoulders and neck and numbness in your fingers. That would make it tough to play guitar. So common causes are physical trauma from an accident, repetitive injuries.
Oh, go to the chiropractor and man up.
So, yeah, it's treatments, physical therapy, and pain relief measures. So we'll see. But there has been a substitute named.
Who is the substitute?
The Little River Band.
Okay. It might be even better.
I don't see how that's going to happen.
Well, as long as they stay footloose, it'll be...
You're such a hack.
Listen, I'm all right, okay?
I really wish...
I think I'm all right.
I really wish...
Listen, this is it. I just want you to know whenever I call you friend, I love you.
Oh, so if you're wondering what the Little River Band does, this is what they do. It's going to be an evening of... the softest rock you've ever heard in your life, echoing across a parking lot with folding chairs on it that they've called an amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because why not?
Why not? Because you can just put labels on things. I mean, Trump does it. Why not the casino, you know?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love some Little River Band, though? I mean, look at this. This is just so, like, oh, yeah.
Even black people like that song.
Yeah.
Here, I'm pretty sure after Air Supply and the Little River Band, I may not be able to achieve an erection for a good 4 days.
Mm. Yeah, but if you have a good woman, she'll coerce it out of you. Especially after taking her to this wonderful concert.
A lot of songs about sailing in the 70s, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just too bad... Criss Cross isn't going to be there.
There was having sex in vans with 16-year-olds and sailing. Those are two very popular themes.
And just rolling into town and just sleeping with anybody and then just leaving, you know, rambling through.
It's time for a cool change.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. When does the song pick up? Never.
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 No, this is the type of music you have on in the lobby, in the soothing room at a pet hospital when they're putting your pet down. This is like Air Supply and the Moody Blues and these guys.
The great thing about these guys is when they make their songs into elevator music, all they have to do is take the vocals off.
That's all they do. The Muzak musicians are very like, well, you guys didn't even need to call us in on this one. You could just remove those tracks. You remember when Muzak was a thing? I don't think it's a thing anymore.
No.
I think people just get it all from the internet.
Or satellite radio. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay, enough of that.
He's all on sea alone, though.
You're out on the sea alone.
He must have gotten out of that little river and gotten into the sea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't work out well for Jose Fernandez. Too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon. Everybody's really sad because they haven't thought, yeah, he killed two of his friends, too.
Man.
I know. I'm cold.
You are cold.
I'm cold like rocks jutting out of the ocean on a fall's evening.
Oh, jeez. It's like, I hate the Marlins.
I don't hate the Marlins, and I don't hate him. But let's not lose sight of the fact that he went out boating in the middle of the night and
was traveling at very high speeds
with two of his friends.
Yeah,
and I was reading some things about what had happened, and he was apparently asking people. He apparently asked virtually all of his teammates to go out, and they're like, "No, we're not going to go out on a boat in the middle of the night. We had a game."
He's like, oh, come on, guys. It'll be so much fun.
And it's a terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah, it actually is.
It's like, hey, guys, listen, why don't we all get motorcycles for the weekend and, like, just ride around, like, the mountains going as fast as we can without any helmets?
Yeah, it's really, the last time baseball had something like this was a few years ago when Angels pitcher Nick Adenhart was killed by a drunk driver. But he was just riding in a car and got hit by a drunk driver on a freeway.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like... he made a terrible decision to do whatever. So, and I'm not, don't take it the wrong way. I'm not happy that he's dead. I take no glee in the situation, but let's all dial it back a little bit.
But God performed a miracle at the game on Sunday.
Oh, yes. Yeah. D. Gordon hit a home run.
It was a...
And then he cried.
It was a sign from God.
You know, why not? Why not? So, I'm actually excited for the Air Supply Little River Band show because Leslie is going to be so stoked on it.
Yeah, like I said, coercion will happen.
Coercion will not happen.
No, I'm saying you said that you're not going to get a boner for four days.
And
I'm saying like she'll be able to coerce one from you probably.
Like a threat?
Yeah, like I'm like, hey,
get hard, get harder else.
That's the way they do it sometimes, and we have to comply.
Into my belly.
Hey, we're trying to help you out, buddy.
Thanks. Good looking out.
Well, I'm just saying, anybody that goes through, you know, Little River Bend and Air Supply in the same sitting deserves some type of, you know, reward.
All I have to do is stay awake. That's all you got to do.
Caffeine it, man. Get a 5 hour.
Listen, by the time we've made it through Little River Band, Air Supply is going to seem like Metallica.
Without a doubt.
That's really the whole thing about that. I mentioned at the end of Wednesday's show that I did have some contact with our friend Sam Platts.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Sam Platts will be filling in for you, Jason, when you are away. After your baby comes.
Oh, all right.
And he is not coming back to the show full time or on the regular, but he will be filling in here and there.
Okay. All right.
So,
okay. Fine,
which is pretty much what I'd expected.
Yeah. Take your little pink panties elsewhere.
Yeah, take your mom pants to another show.
He used the word priorities, and I was like, okay. Yeah. I'd already moved on at that point. I'm like, okay, good.
Has he proposed to his lady yet?
He is not, to my knowledge.
I'm sure that'll be happening soon then.
Well, maybe, maybe not.
Ooh.
We'll see. We'll see. I never want to predict that for people because it's like, because I don't know what's happening. I know they were all over the place this past weekend.
Oh, really?
They went up to, I think, Lassen, and then they went over to the coast, and they were just bebopping and scatting all over Northern California.
Yeah, so it looks like things are going well then.
Oh, yeah. Things I believe are going perfectly fine. You just never want to go, oh, yeah, someone's getting ready to propose, because they may not be.
Right. Well, he's making, here's the thing, is that he's setting priorities.
Yep.
And when you start setting priorities, and a lady is included, it usually has other things that will follow, depending on the type of lady you're with.
A new pet.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Meanwhile, in the background, I can hear Pete outside of the door squeaking the hell out of his toy.
And he's just like, hey, come on, let's play, come on.
And by play, he means, come and try and grab this, and then I'm going to run away.
That's what they all do. I deal with it every day.
Yeah, because he's a jerk. But as you said, all dogs are jerks, much like this dog from Colorado.
Be pretty girl.
Maya, a beautiful, energetic dog just more than a year old.
But she's lovable. She'll kill you with kindness.
There's so many people out here. I want to play with somebody.
Or in this case, she may try with a knife.
Everybody's had quite a laugh about it.
I've been in law enforcement for a long time, and I've always said you just can't make this stuff up.
Come here, Maya.
Celinda Haynes says Maya, tall enough to reach the kitchen counter, picked up a freshly sharpened paring knife.
That's a knife.
But the blade was sticking outwards and downwards.
Celinda tempted Maya with treats to drop the knife. Oh, Maya wanted those treats all right, but not at the cost of her new toy.
And when she went over to eat the treat, she ran the knife across my arm and cut a big old gash about 4 inches long.
Suspecting domestic violence, staff at Platte Valley Medical called the town of Hudson's Marshal Service.
When dispatch said that there was a person who was stabbed by a dog, I had to make sure that I heard that correctly, and of course my initial thought was, what's really going on here?
After lots of questions, deputies settled on Maya, but she's not talking.
Obviously we're not charging Maya with anything because she's a dog.
As for Celinda,
and I'm still bleeding through my bandages.
There's no nerve damage. She needs time to heal and find a really good hiding place for her knives.
She even pulls them out of the knife block.
Calm down, my sit.
Anything for me to chase her, she'll do it.
So that's one on the column of maybe tiny dogs are the best thing.
Man.
Because they're not stealing knives out of the knife block on the counter.
That dog, like, if I was that woman, I'd be scared to sleep. And like, that dog probably wants to kill her.
I think you might be right.
That dog is like, no, you think I'm cute. You think I'm cute.
Well, here's the other thing.
I'm going to make it look like an accident. Yeah.
Blame it on your husband.
Yeah, how about the husband? He's going to be like, great. Now the dog's going to cause mayhem and I'm going to get blamed.
Yeah, well, time for a new dog. Oh, man.
Maybe it is time for the, you know, maybe a nice clown would like the dog.
Yeah, send him to Mississippi.
Mississippi. In Texas, one of the big things is fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a fishing charter boat captain who captured video of a massive alligator gar, which if you watched River Monsters is a very popular large fish with crazy people. Captain Bubba Bedry posted the video to Facebook showing the alligator gar attacking the boat while on the end of a fisherman's line. He said the gar then gets revenge after being caught. So let's take a listen to see what that sounds like. Slow motion, fish banging into the boat. I hate slow motion video. Actually, I hate slow motion audio. So then the... Take a listen to that again.
Man.
They appear to be Japanese tourists. Welcome to our country. Take that. And to be fair, so they were holding him up, and it wasn't the guy that was holding the fish, it was the guy standing behind him who got slapped by the tail. In the face. Meanwhile, it's not just here where animals can be dangerous. A visitor to a South African park received a heart-stopping reminder to respect an animal's personal space and keep the windows rolled up around lions. Do you really need a lesson on that?
I guess so.
Yeah, the video shows a lion walking beside a road in Kruger National Park, while the filmer follows the slow speed in a car. Now, the recording video through the car's open window, it caught the lion's attention when the car started to get ahead of the lion, because lion's like, I'm out in front, jerk.
He doesn't like getting passed.
So here they are, just walking along. Can you hear the lion walking? They're a little behind. They're like, the lion's slowing down. Let's pull a little bit past him. We'll get a nice shot in the side here. And then you heard the power window go up really fast. The lion didn't really lunge. It was just more of a roar. The next step was going to be a lunge into his face.
Yeah, you could hear him getting ready for that. That's like the... You are getting too close.
Yeah, I like how the lion knows what power windows are, though.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't jump through that.
Yeah.
None of that nonsense.
They're semi-intelligent, you know.
Well, sure, they got the big brains. And on this one, the big set of jewels.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
I mean, nads for days on that lion. All right, first up in Cool or Tool, knife fights, Jason.
Oh, knife fights are cool, man. They're dope.
Kareem.
Especially when it's your dog, it's cool.
Yeah.
Knife fights, yeah, cool. If you can't fight with a blade, you got no business being out on the street.
Without a doubt.
Up next in Cool or Tool, seafood, Kareem.
Cool.
Jason.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, cool.
Seafood's weird for me. I mean, I like some seafood, but I just don't get a lot of it. Like, how did somebody look at that and go, you know what? I'm eating that.
Well, like a lobster or a crab or like just a fish.
How about a shrimp?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand on some of those crustaceans, you know, having some reservations. But, you know, like how...
You're a poet and didn't know it.
but how could you not look at a salmon and just think, oh, that's going to taste good?
Yeah, well, seafood's cool. And finally, in Cooler Tool, power windows, Jason.
Well, power windows... Here's the thing about power windows is that it's just another thing sometimes to break on the car and malfunction when you really need it. However, what is really cool about power windows is that when they work consistently, which in my cars they have, so I've been lucky. They can be very valuable, as in this situation. So, because if they had to crank that up, they may not have made it. So cool.
Kareem?
Especially under those circumstances, they are really cool.
Yeah. And panel windows are incredibly cool, although I do have one gripe. And that's that kids these days wouldn't even know how to roll up a window if their life depended on it.
You are so right.
Or know that you need to get some vice grips out if the door handle breaks, mm-hmm. The window handle breaks, and you have to get that vice grip out.
And there's a whole new set of hand gestures to get somebody to put their window down, because it's not roll your window down anymore. It's put your window down.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta make sure you gesture that right. And when I'm wrong. All right, that'll do it for Cooler Tool. You know what would be cool? If you did your shopping on that shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
The one that you go through at the NateDarlingShow.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right there at the top.
Right there at the top.
It says Shop Amazon. There's also a bunch of Amazon banners. You can click those.
And then should you maybe, like, what, bookmark it or something?
You can. You can.
All right.
It works well either way.
And you can use that to buy, like, stuff like what? I don't know, like maybe Halloween candy or
you can buy
costumes.
Diapers.
Oh. Yeah.
You could have diapers. You wouldn't have to go on a diaper run anymore because the diapers would run to you.
I can't. My wife and I are so excited.
Diapers, formula, baby food, all of that rolling right to you. Baby toys.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween decorations, Halloween candy, your Thanksgiving decorations, a lovely wedding gift.
Oh, you never know. Yeah. It's
baby clothes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Christmas or Hanukkah gifts.
Or Kwanzaa.
No, that's not a thing. Kwanzaa gifts. Kwanzaa's a thing.
There's no Kwanzaa gifts?
Not really. Well, they're supposed to be handmade.
Yeah, you're not going to buy. Well, you might buy knitting needles if you're going to knit something.
There you go. See, yeah, you're going to get some yarn.
I'll go ahead and do all that on Amazon. It's right there at the top of the page in the Shop Amazon tab. So, and also if you scroll down, we get some banner ads everywhere. So you can go ahead and click on those, and it's all good.
Or
and it's
you know what? You're going to be traveling, right? If you're traveling, you can go do the Shop Amazon tab. Mm-hmm. If you're a member, you know, you log in, and then you can also purchase books to listen to later, right?
You can do audiobooks. Nice thing about Amazon Prime, let's say you get an iPad, and you get a big flight coming up, and you're going to be sitting there. You can actually download shows and movies from Amazon Prime right onto your device, so you don't have to have internet connectivity to watch.
Yeah, see? Yeah. So you should just, you know, click through the NateDarlingShow.com.
It's the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
There you go. That's how I was just getting
you're
you
close.
I was working on it.
It's really easy. If you're listening to the show on the website, it's right there. Go ahead and click it. Go ahead and click it. You can do it. You can click it. Click it. Click it. Meanwhile, pay attention, Jason. You're going to be a parent soon. Mm. Here in Clarksburg, California, which is just a wee bit south of where we sit, on this side of the river, as a matter of fact, a California mom whose daughter requested a note to excuse her tardiness obliged the teen with a tongue-in-cheek letter blaming the girl's teenageism. Nicole Popick of Clarksburg posted a photo to Facebook showing the handwritten note she authored after a rough morning with her daughter, Kara, who's 14, that led to the teen being late for school. Basically, the daughter wanted a note saying, hey, can you write a note telling him why I'm late? So the note read, to whom it may concern, Kara is tardy this morning as a result of a condition known as teenageism. Adolescents across our great nation are afflicted and there's no known cure. Symptoms are multitudinous, but this particular morning she suffered from an inability to remove herself from her bed and also felt the need to talk back to her birth giver. She seems to be recovering her senses after watching her cell phone fly out the car window. Please call me if there's another flare-up. Thank you, Nicole.
Wow.
That's some good parenting right there.
She said in the blog post that she walked into school with Kara to make sure she handed the note to an office worker who said she smiled as she handed the teenager a tardy slip. She added that she did indeed throw Kara's cell phone out the car window, but she was later able to retrieve it unharmed from a neighbor's yard and kept it 4 days for punishment.
Good.
She wanted to make it clear that Kara is not a bad kid. She just doesn't always make the right choices.
That's called being a teenager, I guess.
Yeah, kids are jerks. Kids are jerks. Kids and dogs, jerks.
I'll find this out, I guess.
Yeah, well, hopefully he won't stab you.
CJ, don't you dare stab your mom or dad.
You know, I'm not the first one to say this, Jason, but you know your job as a dad is to keep her off the pole.
Oh, I yes, I realize that. That's why I need to be a great dad that's always around.
And to keep the poles off of her.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the Hungarians and the Czechs. Basically, any Eastern European dude.
Well, you know, I mean, I like Lithuanians, so they're kind of Eastern European.
Fair point. English people, though, great. Meanwhile, in Glasgow, Scotland, drivers dealing with heavy winds found themselves stunned by an additional morning commute obstacle. I can talk. A giant inflatable duck rolling down the road.
Okay.
It was apparently ripped loose from its tethers at the Peter Vardy car store, located near a shopping center in Glasgow, and ended up tumbling its way down the road. Witness Mark Duncan posted a video to Facebook, because that's what you do now, from another nearby car dealership showing the giant duck balloon rolling down the street. Mickey McKenna posted a photo to Twitter of the faux waterfowl blocking the road. He said the photo was snapped by a friend who was driving on the road when the duck made an unexpected appearance. One confused driver tweeted to the Peter Vardy car store after a vehicle was struck by the wayward duck, saying, "Your giant inflatable duck has just hit my car in the middle of a road in Glasgow." The company indicated it would help with any damage to the car.
Yeah.
What damage does inflatable duck do anyway?
But you'd be surprised.
But, I mean, yes, of course they would. I mean, that's liability. That's the way it works.
More importantly, what does it sound like when a giant inflatable duck's going down the road? The people taking this video were very happy because it was one of their competitors' advertising pieces that was rolling down the road. But still, that's a ton of free advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're in Glasgow, make sure you stop. Make sure you stop by Peter Vardy Car Store and say hello to the inflatable duck.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, yeah, like it went viral, them showing off somebody else's advertising and got their information, you know, all out there.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's the danger of being clever. Speaking of dangers.
Ooh.
It's time for our favorite place on the planet.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Headline, Florida police holding on to potted marijuana plants until owner steps forward. In Gainesville, the police department said it's holding on to a 16 potted marijuana plants found on a trail until the owner comes forward. The police department said in a Facebook post that officers responded to a trail near Norton Elementary School after an off-duty sheriff's deputy walking his dogs discovered the 16 individually potted plants under a large bush. The officers collected the plants and are storing them until the rightful owners can be found. That's according
Don't
to the
fall
department.
For it.
They left a note behind at the scene reading, "We have your weed. Call 911 and claim it. Thanks, GPD." So if they're yours, please give us a call to set up a time we can speak to you about them. That's from the Facebook post.
Yeah. Don't do it.
We will stay on top of this story for when the Florida man or woman comes to claim their weed.
Oh my gosh. It will happen in Florida.
Yeah, I would be willing to put five on it.
I got five on it.
Well, we're on the same side here. Meanwhile, an accused thief's distinctive man bun.
He deserves to be arrested for having a man bun.
Yeah.
Now, that helped lead to his apprehension in connection with the swiping of video surveillance cameras from a Florida business. Police charged that Landon Hall, who's 26, stole four video cameras from the Villa Laundromat in St. Petersburg. He allegedly removed the cameras from their mounts while concealing his face with a yellow-colored pocket square and a shirt. However, his efforts to hide his face were not successful, according to a sheriff's deputy who noted that, quote, "The defendant also had a very distinct man bun." Here's the thing, though. They kind of know him. He's had multiple prior contacts with the law. He was collared Sunday afternoon for grand theft. He's locked up in lieu of $2,000 bail. Lengthy rap sheet includes being busted for trespassing, retail theft, narcotics possession, robbery, loitering, credit card fraud, burglary, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
No.
Prior mugshots indicate that his man bun is a recent touch.
You know, I've never got this whole thing with the man bun. Not only that, like the first person I knew that really rocked the man bun was actually Betsy Sodaro. So I always think of it as a Betsy bun.
But she's a lady.
Well, that's why I never would have called it a man bun, you know? Like, it's like, oh, it's like the Betsy bun, you know?
Yeah, well, it's only a man bun if it's on a man, right? Babe, well, maybe.
But you deserve what's coming to you if you're a man and you're wearing a man bun.
I think that is very true.
Do we have a consensus here? Yes.
I think
no man buns.
I think we do have a consensus on that. But we're not done. We have a little more Florida Corner for you.
Oh, I can't wait.
And you know, when we run over with Florida Corner, we have to go to Flo Rida.
Of course.
An argument over an orgy turned bloody.
Wait.
Oh, you want me to read that again?
Yeah.
Did he finish too fast?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, we'll get into that. An argument over an orgy turned bloody early Saturday morning.
So many wrongs there.
When a 19-year-old Floridian repeatedly stabbed her fiancé in the arm. Yeah, 19's too young to be getting married. That's according to cops who arrested the woman on a felony charge. As detailed in the criminal complaint, Kelsey Perkins, and by the way, her name is spelled K-E-L-C-I, so she didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
And Michael McCabe quarreled after becoming intoxicated. What? The couple had an argument over an orgy. Perkins punched McCabe in the mouth, causing a minor injury to her beau's lip. McCabe responded by striking Perkins in her left eye. The mutual combat occurred at a home in Largo, just outside of Tampa. Now, after exchanging blows, the couple walked to a nearby residence they share at Sun Village, which is a manufactured home community.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's where most of them happen nowadays.
A trailer park for you standard folk. Upon getting home after 3 a.m., the couple resumed arguing. At one point, Perkins allegedly took a knife from the kitchen and stabbed McCabe 5 times in his left forearm. The defendant and victim have lived together for 3 years and claimed to be engaged to be married. That means she moved in when she was 16.
Oh.
Yeah. She has a nice set on her. She was subsequently arrested for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, booked into the county jail, remains locked up in lieu of $20,000 bond. Judge ordered her to have no contact with McCabe, who suffered superficial wounds. Court filings do not further describe the substance of the couple's orgy dispute. McCabe's Facebook page still lists him as being engaged to Perkins. So,
I might let her stab me once.
Well, she did far less damage with 5 stabs than that dog did with 1 swipe.
Yeah.
So she didn't really mean it. And in her mugshot, I mean, she does have a left eye that's swollen shut in her mugshot, so you don't do that. Even if she hits you first, you do not do that, dude.
Yeah.
How is she still in jail and he's out there?
Because she had a knife and stabbed him.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's what happens. That's what happens with Florida Corner. Anyway, that'll do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. What a bunch of nonsense that was, right?
You said it.
Yeah, well, not as much nonsense as Donald Trump spouted during the debates, though.
Oh, going back to political, aren't you? Just won't let it go.
I just thought it was a nice, you know, way to tie it all together.
You know what's a nice way to tie it all together? With the last story and the story of the stabby dog? It's this song by the Pine Box Boys. Enjoy the Nate Darling Show. We'll see you on Monday.
Well, I guess my daddy knew just what I'd be. Or he gave me my first razor when I was 3. He said, son, if you're a coward, you can stab your way to power. But I'll cut you if you turn your back on me. Stab once. Stab one. Wave it around, stab thrice. It's the answer to the question in my ear. Stab once.
Stab one.
With a heart as cold as ice and a little boy's giving me ideas.
Yeehaw!
trophy for my wife. But the judge frowned and sentenced me to life, 'cause they found me in the cold with all my stolen gold and the steam coming off my bloody knife. Stab once,
stab twice,
wave it around, stab thrice. It's the answer to the question in my ear. Stab once,
stab twice,
with a heart as cold as ice. And a little boy's giving me ideas. Get on it, possum. You know I love to watch him running down the halls, and I love the flash of steel when it falls. It's a thrill when you cut her and everything's a gusher, 'cause I love the color red upon the walls. Stab once,
stab twice,
wave it around, stab thrice. It's the answer to the question in my ear. Stab once,
stab twice,
with a heart as cold as ice, and a little boy's giving me ideas.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.